Can you describe to us the whole process of creating a scene of Age of Bronze? I mean, from the initial stage of the research to the drawing part.
Well, I began the research for Age of Bronze back in 1992, and I realized I had two major areas, the story and the archaeology. So my intent is to tell the complete story, so I'm not just using Homer, I'm using everything. I'm using Homer and everything else that has ever been written or created about the Trojan War. At least I'm trying to. There's so much I'll never be able to discover it all. I took all that research, and then I did the archaeological research to try to do my best to make the costumes and the hairstyles and all the architecture look like what it might have looked like if back then in the 13th century BC. And I made lots of notes on all these things, and so I have folders full of notes, full of outlines of the story. And I keep adding to those over the years because I'm still doing research, still discovering new sources. For every issue, I do it in 20-page chunks because there's 20 pages per issue. I take the next section of story and write an outline of that. And I go to all my notes and I sort of read up, re-familiarize myself with all the things, all the sources for that section of the story, and make more notes and sort of put everything together in some sort of understandable list. Then I start writing the script, and then after the script is done, I do thumbnails, then I draw the pages in pencil, then I letter and ink, and then I scan everything and send it to the publisher. And I have to design the covers too. They're somewhere in there.
Both Age of Bronze and the Oz books are stories that are based on the, in comics, that are based on stories that have been told before.
Yes.
Is it easier than to start a story from scratch, or is it more difficult or more intimidating or something?
In ways, it's easier. Because the whole story's there. I don't have to shape the story. For Age of Bronze, I do have to do a lot of shaping of it because it's only the bare basic outlines I'm doing, and I'm putting so many different sources together that haven't been put together before that I really have to worry about the shape. But the general way the story goes is already there for me, so I don't have to worry about that. But there's also the problem in telling a story that's been told before that I've set limitations for myself that I can't deviate too far from that. Whereas in a story that I just come up with myself, I can do whatever I want. So there's both good things and bad things.
Well, Age of Bronze gives you a certain liberty because Greek myths are there are great variations in the myths. They're paradoxa, they're everything, you can find it. Nobody knows what exactly happened because it's not history. How do you choose from all this wealth? How do you choose? You choose what you want to say, or what do you think is the most known thing you have to keep? You choose from personally, or?
I try to choose whatever seems the most exciting, whatever is the most interesting, the best story I can tell.
So you think about the reader too. It's not just personal.
Well, I like to tell exciting original stories, so I have a few techniques. When there are contradictions, I try to choose whatever variation includes the most, I don't know, the most, whatever's, that's sort of the most interesting, but I mean, if there are more characters in one version than another version, I'll often choose the version that has more characters, just so I can have a wider chance for reactions from characters, for character conflict. Often, though, what my favorite thing to do is try to include every single version in some way. For instance, in the story of Iphigenia, in the sacrifice of Iphigenia, there's two major variations, one where she just dies and one where she gets carried off by the gods. And I did my best to include both versions. Obviously, I didn't have the gods because they're not active in the story, but I had Odysseus tell Iphigenia's mother, Clytemnestra, that Iphigenia got carried off by the gods. So I was able to address both major variations of the story, yet keep it as one story.
Very clever. I thought that part I thought was clever because you used a tragic technique of describing something that happened elsewhere through the mouth of someone else, and nobody knows what really happened. So it was clever to use both. And I thought maybe it's because you are going to use Iphigenia later. Are you planning? How far are you planning to go with the Age of Bronze?
It's going to end after the fall of Troy, and there's going to be a little bit of aftermath. So I'm not going to be doing the Oresteia or...
Oh, everything back in Greece. Not anything back in Greece.
No. I'm not going to be doing the returns of the heroes in any major way. I got to stop somewhere. It's a long project.
Yeah.
Do you have in your mind something like a timetable that I have to complete every issue every, I don't know, 2 or 3 months, and it has to be over at 2013 or something like that?
No. My goal is at this point to get out 3 issues a year. I haven't been able to do that for a few years though, but the most recent issue I got done in 3 months before this trip, so it'll be out in December. But I've got an issue of Fables to pencil as soon as I get home. So I can't start working on Age of Bronze right away. And I have to write the rest of the next Oz adaptation too. But that won't be very long. I'll be back to Age of Bronze very soon.
Any other plans for the immediate future?
The Oz books are selling very well from Marvel, so we're planning to do more.
All of the books, maybe?
As long as they keep selling, I think we'll keep going. Of course, Marvel...
As long as you take them out, I will keep buying.
Okay. And there are a few other things, nothing I can really talk about because I haven't signed contracts yet. In January, though, there is... volume coming out from Oxford University Press called Classics and Comics, and it's full of essays about the use of classical material in comics. So there's going to be essays on like 300 and Sandman and I think Wonder Woman and a couple other things. I think the use of Elektra and Daredevil. And also I did a 12-page comic story about creating Age of Bronze. So the rest of the essays will be text, but this will be comics.
You have visited the site of Mekine last weekend.
Yes.
And in the past you have also visited the site of Troy.
Yes.
How important was it visiting those places and your research?
Well, I had drawn all these places in the comic book before I went there, and that was all from photographs and some video and stuff like that, and reading archaeological reports and how big things everything is, and looking at plans. So I think I did a reasonable job, or at least I tried to do a reasonable job. But traveling to these places gives me so much more information, like what the weather is like, what the wind is like. The wind is very important at Troy. Homer always calls it Windy Ilios. And the wind keeps blowing from the northeast constantly the whole time. And you know, things like the vegetation, what standing on top of a site and looking out, what that looks like, because they often don't show that in books. And just walking myself the distances around the sites too, just so I get a feel for what the characters' lives were like, how far they had to walk, what they had to do, what their daily lives some hint of what their daily lives might have been like. So it is very important. Just for in an atmospheric way, it's more just a sense of place that I get from visiting the sites. I could have continued just to draw from photographs and try to figure out things, but I'm much happier drawing with the knowledge of actually having been there and getting the feel for the places.